You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
It's too late to apologize.
It's too late. Boom. Another song intro, guys.
What's
another
up, everyone?
FND song intro.
Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. Mia has her hands over her eyes. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
Today we're talking about apologizing. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't obvious enough. All right. Specifically, what is an apology? What is the art of apologizing?
Okay.
How do we apologize? Is it easy to apologize? Do you apologize too much? And does it vary?
Right.
On the scenario. So like all things apology.
Okay.
Because we were just talking about, I don't know, like this is, we like, you guys know, we like talking about relationships and interactions between interpersonal people in your lives. So this one is very, I feel like it can be very big.
Yeah.
And it can also be, because the way that I was thinking about it, right, is like sometimes you can apologize just very casually. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I do that all the time.
I do that all the
time. I'm very good at that.
Yep.
Yesterday, like while I was camping this weekend, somebody was like, did you apologize to that chair? It's like, I think I apologized to something else, but it was also an animate object.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done that before. So, oops, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I do it often.
No, I might. Like if I drop my phone, I'm like, oh,
I don't apologize to it,
but I'm like, I feel bad.
Like sometimes it's like you feel bad. I actually say it's like, I'm sorry for the phone, but I'm also sorry that like I did this act.
Yeah.
Being careless. I apologize to the heavens and to myself.
I didn't mean to. Didn't mean to drop you.
But yeah, so that's super casual, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that an apology? Like, it's even
only
like,
if you mean it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but
why
you do
we even
you
say
do
that?
Mean it, right? You do mean it.
Okay, this is how I think about it. I'm just gonna out the gate. Ready? I feel like an apology is like when you take accountability for something that you think you did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. So good definition.
So I guess like maybe to the chair.
Yeah.
But like, is it wrong? Like, for example, I'll do this all the time. I'll walk into the chair. Oh, sorry. Did you do something wrong?
Wait, you walk into the chair and then your reaction is, ooh, sorry, and not like,
sometimes,
no, that's not
and
not my
ouch.
Reaction. My reaction is like, oh, dang, but it's like a curse word.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap.
Sometimes, it depends. It can depend. It can depend.
Actually, yeah, you know what? I curse at the chair. I'll be like,
oh, exactly. You should apologize at yourself.
Maybe
yeah.
because
you're
hurt
so yourself.
About myself. It's okay. More, yeah. But it's not about hurting myself. It's more so about like, oh, I'm so clumsy. Like,
I'm sorry that I'm clumsy.
Yes. Mm. Even if there's no one around. So I think a lot of times we say it, it's an easy filler word sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
True. That I'm very guilty of that. Mm. I overly apologize in my text message, in my day-to-day life to strangers, to coworkers. You know, let's say open the door for somebody or they open the door for me, instead of being like, oh, yes, thank you. Excuse. I don't think excuse me. I say
yes.
Sorry.
I was going to say, like, I think it's used a lot instead of excuse me when you're trying to get through. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I say sorry. I don't say excuse me because for me, excuse me, just I think it's rude. So I don't say it.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind if somebody, well, I just don't do
it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just say, oh, I'm sorry. Like for the tiniest little things. That's just how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it's unnecessary? Yes.
Totally.
But that's just how I am. Like I'm very apologetic. I'm also like, which means it diminishes each time I say I'm sorry, but the stranger doesn't know that. Right. I'm just being courteous. Right. Also, in my text messages, you know, to clients, coworkers, I'll say sorry a lot.
You're very client facing.
Yeah, I'm just, or even coworkers. Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to do this. Could you? But it's like a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
So again, I think it diminishes the times when you need to be sorry. I think in an ideal world, you don't say sorry a lot until it needs to be said. But for me, it's said a lot. But when it needs to be said, I'll just put more emphasis and. Maybe a whole
in
description.
All caps.
Sorry. What I think I'll try to make it genuine. Because normally when I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. It's just the way I speak. But when I really am and I try to make it as genuine and heartfelt as possible, I'll attach like an explanation, a reflection, like a thing about it, try not to happen again. Right. So that's what I'll do. You know, I deeply apologize for this action that I've taken or not taken or this, and here's the reason, and, you know, not to make excuses, but in the future it won't happen. I'll do my best to make sure it doesn't happen again.
That's actually a good distinction, because I also, I think, oversay the word sorry in just different scenarios and different circumstances. And like you're, like you said earlier, when you say it too much, there are times when you don't really mean it. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to be a pest. I do mean to be a pest. You know what I mean? Like, yes, those are, that's just like an example.
100%. So I don't mean to bother you. No, you actually, I,
but
actually
I do mean to bother you.
It's just like, that's like, hi, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Instead, yeah, maybe I'll just be like, excuse me, don't mean to bother you. Like, I need to like practice that. Instead of being like, sorry, I don't mean to bother you. Just be like, excuse me. I think I need to practice excuse me.
Or don't say, just don't, like, I don't mean to bother you.
Okay, why don't I don't mean
right?
to.
Right, like, that's also,
you gotta get their attention. So do you like tap them?
Like a little, I'm thinking in like email form.
No, like in person.
Form.
In person.
I mean, okay. In person, well, but also in the email.
Well, okay. Like, have you, I guess, like, for an apology, I guess, like, I'm only thinking in person, like, for apologies.
Oh, okay.
I do it on text, email, like 15 times a day.
What about a real one?
A real one in person, or depends. Like, if they're not there, I gotta say it over text.
You over the phone?
It just depends.
It just depends. Yeah. Just depends. Yeah. So see, like, if you, I do see how like it can be an easy filler, because you gotta get the person's attention a little bit. I was gonna say, has there, in what scenarios? My question is, in what scenarios have you found it difficult to say sorry?
When it really matters. Ooh. When I really screwed up.
When it really matters. Wait, say more.
Sometimes it is hard, because, okay, here's an example. And I'm going, this is totally like me ragging on myself, right? Because I'm totally in the wrong here, I think. But it's, this is a, just to illustrate a point, at least for me, when it's really hard for me to say sorry. So when earlier this year, again, I'm going to sound so petty.
It's okay.
But okay. So okay. My niece was supposed to go on stage and perform for like a school event. And so, you know, it was, the information was disseminated within the house, right? But at the time, for me at least, there was some confusion on my part. I'm like, can family members go? Is it limited to just the parents? Like, what's the detail? How, what time are we supposed to be there? What's the arrangement? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm somebody who likes to plan all that and make sure that everybody knows. My sister, on the other hand, she, that's just not her natural, like, MO. But also, at the same time, she just gave birth not too long ago. So she's constantly tired.
Cutting her some slack here.
Yeah, but I feel like I tried to do that, but I feel like eventually, like, I kind of exploded at her, and I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Yes. And in that situation, it was like really hard to say sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because like, I feel like the situation had already soured so badly.
Oh, and you don't want to revisit it by apologizing.
Yeah.
Oh, but the, isn't the that is, the antidote? Oh,
that's interesting. I know.
Because that's when you should.
I know. Also, I don't know if it has anything to do with like, if you don't say sorry immediately, if you put some distance to it in terms of time, then it becomes harder to.
So what
to,
happened?
Well, I mean, we just went to, so in the end, she basically just like told her husband to like, tell me. This is also really weird because we all live in the same enclosed space.
Everyone's like passive aggressive.
And then everything was just communicated via text, you know.
Oh,
and
this is like passive aggressive.
It was like an awkward situation. So that also made it harder. So anyway, like,
So did you text wasn't just like you're sorry? Or how, what happened? You
know, I don't think I ever did, but then we just
I imagine it would like culminate into like the next morning. She's like, I have to get this off my chest. I am sorry.
No, like you did none of the family members are like that. Oh, like we're so non-confrontational.
I got another question. I got a question then. Between like when you had to apologize to your family, do you angry apologize? Like it's almost like it's not, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
It's not my fault. I'm sorry. You know, like there's different ways to apologize.
How about this?
Right?
Okay, there's another instance with the family. This is pretty recent too. So my dad is not in the States, right? Like, so he's back in Indonesia. And then we were like going back and forth, like we were booking his trip and stuff. And you know, airlines now are just pretty crazy. Like they like to charge you for everything. And so they need, basically, if you want to buy the ticket that will allow you to pick your seat, you'll have to pay extra.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't do that for like one of the tickets, whatever. So basically, I think like I checked in late for him. And so like he's like his group for boarding is like towards the end.
Yeah.
And I felt in group so, E. so bad for it.
Okay.
And so then? I did apologize.
Okay. How did you, was it like?
You felt bad. It sounds like
you felt really bad.
You were happy to apologize here.
Yeah. Cause I felt really bad.
But
also,
with the other one, you didn't feel bad.
I don't know.
Perhaps.
I don't know. I feel like that's a good question. Let's go back to it later while I think about it.
Because I think, so you brought up like, how do you apologize to people? Like, I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
Cause there's so, people, there's people that definitely have been like, I'm sorry, but, and that's like a fake
that you're
apology.
Not, you're not really
fake
sorry.
Apology,
I think it's like, so for me, like, I think it's very common or like it's common between siblings to like, I feel like to be like, or because like, I think you do that when you feel shame, when you, when, whether you haven't been like, you know what, I was wrong. And like you, you feel like when you apologize, you're putting shame on yourself versus you, you're actually like, you know, it's quite a mature act to do.
Right.
It's just like hard to do if you feel shame about it.
Right.
So like I'm, so now I will, I'll apologize pretty quickly when I, when I know I'm in the wrong. So it's happened a couple, I'll also want to apologize pretty early because I don't, something I feel like maybe it's like an Asian household thing. I'm not sure where it's like people, I think it's a general family thing. You get used to like kind of talking to your family, not in the best way sometimes.
Yeah, cause you have no filter.
Cause you have no filter.
Totally.
And like, if you don't basically, right. If you don't stop, you just keep it. It's like it's this habit that you build for like 20 years.
Totally.
And it's something that I'm trying to be like, I would like to communicate with my family better. Like I would like to, because then like family will just be like, whatever. It's just family, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, what a sad way to treat one of the most like valuable things in life. Right.
Right.
And so sometimes I did this recently when the last time I hung out with my family, I knew I got snippy. I knew I got snippy at the end because basically like we were at dinner. My brother said something to me snippily and I actually wasn't that mean to him. I just kind of like, I just removed myself and I don't usually do that. Like,
what did he say to you?
So it was just something so stupid. It was something about like how like the meat was like, my dad was like, oh, the meat like maybe is like a little bit drier.
So somebody made dinner.
I think we made dinner. It wasn't about the cooking of the food. It wasn't about that. Yeah. It was just like, my dad's like, oh, the meat tastes a little drier. And I was just like, well, dried meat isn't necessarily always bad. Like, it's like in terms of like, if you're talking about like jerky, I think he was like, it can taste like jerky sometimes. And I'm like, well, jerky isn't always all bad. And my brother was like, nobody said jerky was bad. And I was like, what the heck? Where the heck did that come from? And so I was not happy. Walked away. I finished my food and like walked away. He actually said sorry after because I was like, was upset.
Okay, so
but then I got snippy the next day with my dad, like in the car when he dropped me off.
Why?
I'm trying to remember that too. I think
because it's never, because like your brother getting mad at you for that isn't about the jerky. It's like about something else, right?
I was like, where did it come from? I don't even know
did
why.
Did you ask him or?
I didn't actually, because he said he was sorry. Because he could tell that like he was mean. But I think with my dad, I think it was like him. Oh, I remember. So I'm going to be doing some traveling like at the end of this year. And he was asking me like, oh, how much does your accommodation cost? And I was like, I don't want to talk about this because I don't want the nagging and
what do you mean? Like you're going on vacation without him.
Yeah.
He cares about.
Yes.
How much you're paying for accommodation.
But maybe he's just asking.
He's just asking. But the way that parents ask, right? It's like, it feels like very naggy.
Yeah.
And I know that
but
he's
after
just
a certain
asking,
age, parents don't ask. So that's not normal.
I think, or maybe it
depends
the,
on the.
It could one. It could also be an Asian family thing. Two, maybe he's just genuinely.
He's
curious.
He's a genuine curious.
But
okay.
I think where
okay.
you're coming from is like, oh, I can already hear the nagging if I tell him.
Right. So I think honestly, it was probably 80%. He's a curious guy. Yeah. He likes to. He's just.
But also, you're not like you're not a lavish person. So
I know.
You're not like
so it made it work.
$1,900.
That's why I'm like more like. I even got even more mad.
$100.
It was a little bit more. It's like it's. I knew it was above an amount that he would want to hear.
Sure, he's but, also living in the 90s. It's yes, inflation now, where exactly. the average hotel room costs like $500 a night.
So I got snippy because I was like, I don't want to talk about this.
Right.
And then because I'm like, I don't want to hear like the nagging or whatever. Yeah. He's like you're so combative and blah, blah blah blah, and I was like, fine, it's this much, and then he's like, it's that much, and then it was like a whole thing. I was like,
you're
see,
like, see,
this is why I didn't want to say anything. And that's actually talking about boundaries. Watch our episode about boundaries. I actually think I should have just said, I don't really want to talk about, like, let's just talk about something else. But then I caved.
But then he won't like let it go.
Exactly. Yeah, but see, then I should have. But I should have just like took the nag right in the car. But then he was like, I don't know why you're so, I am just curious because if I ever want to purchase, if I ever want to go stay in Taiwan or wherever, I just want to know.
He's just
collecting
some data.
Got it.
But okay. So then afterwards, it was not a great interaction, right? And so I said, I was sorry. Like after, like
the
I
way,
did.
You're about the way, how you answered.
How I answered and how I handled it. Because we only have so many moments left and I just want to.
So like, what do you guys, it makes me think like, what's the purpose of the apology? Why do you apologize?
So I apologize because I do think I should have been more cool-headed, level-headed. Why did it rattle me so much? Like, why did I have to?
So
like,
are you apologizing so that you show remorse so that you change for the next time? Like, why is it that human beings apologize? If you looked up apology in the dictionary, what would it say? I don't know. I didn't look it up.
So in that scenario, I apologize because I could tell that like I created some friction and negativity in this interaction.
So wouldn't that just
and
be
I didn't
your,
want him to.
So wouldn't that just be you're justifying why you acted that way?
By apologizing?
Yes. So I'll give you an example, right? I don't really apologize truly that much in my normal life, but I apologize a lot to my wife. All the time, especially when she goes, you need to apologize. So whether or not I think I'm at fault, that's one thing.
Okay.
But when I apologize, it's with and if it's not sincere enough, she won't accept it. Right. So I realize when I do apologize and I'm sincere, it's not to just be like, fine, are you happy? It's that I upset you. Mm-hmm. So when I do it sincerely, I will self-reflect and try to not do it the next time.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Right? Yes.
So to me, that's the purpose in that case of apologizing.
Yes, yes. I want to be better in this area. Hopefully in the next scenario,
I won't let it get to me. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I think people will just apologize to get away with what they've done because they don't want the backlash. I feel like in
that's
daily
very
life,
I feel you can sniff out an insincere apology.
Oh, 100%. So I don't take people's apologies to heart normal times. Also, like, you can't really offend me. And if you do, like, I have my own ways of dealing with it. So, like, I really don't need... Another question is, do you need people to apologize to you? To you. Whether it's a coworker, a friend, a spouse... I've never in my life needed an apology from anyone.
I think that there are times where you should apologize.
Okay.
I don't think that you
when
can
I say,
command
so you,
that out
so
of somebody else.
So just you specifically, are there times where you want people to apologize?
I do, yes,
and
I
what
do.
Are those times?
When I think that they have done something wrong to me.
Okay, something inconsiderate. Something offensive.
But here's the thing, like I don't think I can ask for an apology because then you're just doing it because I asked you to do it.
Right, right, right.
And so if you don't, I will share like, this is what it seems like happened. Do you recognize that that was hurtful?
Right.
And so if you recognize that it's hurtful, I think the genuine thing to do, like if you recognize that what you did was wrong, I think the moral thing to do as a human is to apologize.
Okay.
If you don't apologize, that just is like, you know, you, I observe your behavior and I see like, okay, you are inconsiderate in this way. Right?
Is this with friends or in a professional?
Or with your family?
I think in the, I think the principle holds across the board, but it's probably like, I don't get as offended.
Cause I think in a work setting, people don't apologize. That's why there's work conflicts, especially like in settings where somebody's like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I apologize? Or I don't care if I offended you. This is how it's going to be.
I think it's hard. At least I'm speaking personally also. And if we talk about work setting, I don't really take things personally. Like what other people did, because even though it results in like me feeling like I'm being wrong or like me being like getting the short end of the stick, I take it as every team or everyone has their own objective at work. And sometimes their objectives clash with mine.
Totally.
So there's not, I mean, it's, I can't just like command that or like, oh, putting the blame on them or like whatever. So
I agree.
You just try to move on.
Yeah. I have seen some good, I think it really depends on like who your leadership is and what the culture of your work is, because like, I think I have seen people, it's great to see it come from the top, right? People take accountability. Hey, like we messed up here and then blah, 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 blah. And you move forward, right? Nobody has to like grovel in the apology. Like you move forward. But like when people take accountability, right? It's like, oh, we messed up here. Or like, this is what we will take care of. Well, like whatever. But I do agree. Like at work, it's like people have objectives. They need to hit them.
Yeah.
And
Cause also for me, like actions speak louder. So I don't need you to apologize. Just correct your behavior, you know, or not, or I don't care. If you don't correct it, I'll either interact with you or I won't. So I think my entire life, even like I would have liked to seen people in my family apologize to other people, but they don't have to apologize to me. Like you don't know me. Like I always tell people, like, you know, no one ever owes me an apology. Like life goes on whether you apologize or not. You know, you're a person governed by your faith, your thoughts, whatever. So just by somebody apologizing to me, like I don't need to see that they feel remorse, because like I'm not your like what I'm not your parent, your keeper, your God, like I don't care if you feel
so what if it was your kids?
I would want like,
I'm not
kids,
your parent, but well, what if you are the parent?
I would want my kids to learn. They don't have to apologize to me, but if they did something wrong, I would want them to learn the value of an apology, whether it's at school. I would want them to feel remorse somehow. They don't actually have to apologize to me for anything, right? Like what does that do?
So how would they show remorse if they don't verbalize it?
Well, not like if they did bad at school, they should apologize for their lack of effort. Or if they hurt their friend's feelings, they should apologize to them and not do it again. But I mean, like they don't owe me an apology. Like if they didn't do well at school, like you don't have to apologize to me. You're hurting your own future.
You're like, you're the one messing up.
You're the one messing up. But I think most people aren't like that. And that's why also I apologize for my own behavior to, one, make the other person feel better, and two, to show true remorse. Because otherwise, I wouldn't apologize.
Yes. You know? I think for me, that's the hardest time to apologize, when you're like, I didn't do anything wrong.
I don't apologize. That's why like I say apologies too much, because like
what am I apologizing for?
Unless I actually messed up, I am so quick to apologize.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God. Yes. So now I remember. I think my example with my sister about my niece like school performance is exactly that, because at the time I didn't think that I was in the wrong, because I'm like, this is your child, this is your family.
So you don't have to apologize.
You should be in charge. But then later on I think about it, I felt bad, because I know like she's like trying her best to keep it together, but then, you know, she's struggling. So I could have done better, you know? So I think that came from that.
You can apologize for the way you handled it.
Yes, I think that's, yes.
Just like you could apologize for the way you handled the interaction with your dad.
Yeah. A lot of the time it's that, right? It's a lot of, I mean, I think the most of the time it's that. I think where, honestly, a lot of the time when you're so like, where did I do anything wrong? You're probably blinded by some emotions. Yeah. And so that's when you're blinded, you can't see if you did it right or wrong by your standard, right? And so that's where I find it the hardest to apologize, where it's like I'm in the moment and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
And
like,
I'm sure there's some truth to that, right? But it always like takes two to tango. So there's part of it where we have to kind of own you know, our part in like messing up.
Yeah. And like, hopefully it is it can be a conversation about like, because sometimes like you were saying, like sometimes you're like, I want to see your remorse and like, I want it, but like, why do you feel like that?
Right.
And that is buried yet another attachment of like some sort. And so the more that you can understand where the other person is coming from, that then it's like, then it becomes like a real conversation. And we can move on and progress as humans and be better.
I mean, like for my kids, future kids, which I'll never have, I just want to see that they're like growing and developing.
I love hypothetical conversations.
But like for my coworkers, they don't, or people that I hire, like they don't have to apologize to me because I'm going to give you less work. Yeah, I fire you. I give you less work. So you make less money. And then you would automatically put in more effort.
Yeah.
So I don't need you to be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to put in more effort.
Just do it. Yeah. No, I think actions certainly speak louder than words. Like if you just become better,
I don't need to hear it, you know? Just show me.
Yeah. I think I need to hear it a little bit, but I'm never going to ask for it because to me, it's like, I don't think you can ask early. I mean, you can't. I know you can. You can ask for your needs and blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like something that should be genuine. Maybe I think the most you can do is like you can share how you feel and then you should see how that person acts
by the
back,
way,
like,
I
by
don't
their
think
actions.
I'm normal. Like, I don't think I'm normal in to not. I think most people would, or like a good amount of people, if somebody wronged them, especially in a close relationship, whether it's a family member, spouse or coworker, I think they were like, I deserve an apology. Like, I deserve something from you to acknowledge the fact that you've wronged me and that maybe it won't happen again. And I think that's totally normal to be like, I deserve an apology. Mm. You screwed up the situation or you prevented that. And I don't think anybody would be wrong to want an apology from somebody who did do something wrong. Or
I don't know.
Them.
That's hard. I think it's definitely nice to have, because like, it's nice to have, of course. I don't know.
Like if anybody
was like,
wanted
you deserve, one. I deserve an apology. Like somebody was like, you need to apologize to me. I'm like, it just cheapened the apology. Yeah. It's,
no,
it's
no,
like,
that's
it's
what
gone.
Because the thing is,
it's gone.
I know if I mean it or not. So if it makes that person happy and they need it, I'll apologize to you. It just won't be a sincere apology.
I know. I'm just like, but then, right, but I'm then, like,
but like that person's like clearly like they need it to get over whatever. So I'm like, yeah, I'm really sorry that
happened.
So just
the lip service?
You just want to hear
if
it.
That
you just
want
to hear
it.
I don't want the lip service.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying, like,
yeah,
I
get
think
it. There's
people
plenty. There's
do
plenty.
Want
sure.
That, and it makes them feel better.
Sure, sure. Yes.
Even if
yes.
nothing's changed, like they're like, I just, because I hear so many times.
No,
in my
I understand. Sometimes
circle,
I probably
that
I
person
probably,
they really owe me an apology. I'm like, oh, okay. So if they don't change that thing, that is just literally, like you said, that's lip service. I owe you an apology. Here's an apology here, but it means nothing.
Here,
it's
take
like,
five
here,
of
take
them.
My I apologize.
Because I remember my mom would always say, like, you like don't say sorry so much.
Yeah.
Just like do it better.
Yes. Actually, I appreciate the times when people are like, you don't need to apologize.
Just
do
better.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Good point.
I agree. I think that if you can do that, like, is it nice? Like, it will probably better your relationships and your communication if you do it, if you take accountability. Because I think at the end of the day, an apology is an accountability.
Yes.
Maybe not necessarily has to be like, I'm sorry for hurting your feeling or whatever. It's like, just acknowledge, like, accountability. Like, this happened. I acknowledge it. And like, that's
wrong. And it has to be like something wrong. Because if it's a subjective thing, then it's hard to be like, did you even need to apologize? But it has to be like undeserved, like some consequences, or like it was undeserved negativity or something, right? Like, I would even say borderline, like just, well, I guess like being rude for no reason. Yes, that's bad. I would say that's bad. I would say if you want to, you should apologize, you know? But if it's like the like when you walked out on your brother, like, I don't think you have to apologize for that. It's like, dude, you offended me. I'm just gonna, that's what I needed to not scream at you. So I'm gonna get up, woosah.
Walk away.
Walk out, come back and be like, I'm good. You know, I'm good. But like being rude, being snippety, yes, snippety. I would say. Because if I would say it's better to verbalize why you're frustrated. Like I'm actually getting irritated at you at the moment. I'm not saying I do this because a lot of times I'm also like reactive.
I try to do that.
Yeah, but I think like in a perfect world you'd yes. be like.
I think that's very helpful.
Hey, I'm like you're starting to irritate me.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
those are really strong words. It's like when a parent says that, you're like, oh wow, what? You're starting to irritate me. Like
it's great. It's a good forewarning. You're like, run away.
Victor, you are starting to irritate me.
Oh wow. Very helpful. I should start doing
that. You're starting to irritate me. What? And he might be like, you're starting to irritate me.
Exactly.
It's just going to escalate from there.
I've had that when you both, I've had that situation where I've been in a conversation where I've been like, I feel like I can't say anything that won't offend you. And then the other person says the same thing. It's then like,
he should tell you why he was snapping at you. Because it could be like what you said, the way you said it. It could just be something about that. And then you could get to the bottom of it, you know?
So I think because, right, this is like family, right? So like, I think I knew it wasn't about the words, right?
Right.
So I knew that he recognized that like there was something like I could have also just like water off my back as well. Right. And I also reflected, I was like, why did I snap? Like, why did that offend me? Yeah. I think it's because like, we talked about this before. I am continually lowering my expectations of just my neutral state of being. I have noticed that my neutral state of being is even, I have to like lower it more because then it's unfair to like, just like the normal interactions or else I get triggered too fast. I get annoyed too easily, right?
Right?
It's like, it's not a big deal. Just like so for family, I think he knew that like, okay, I did something was triggered, something was wrong.
Did you find out, by the way?
No, I actually think in that scenario, we didn't need to, it was good. I didn't need to talk about it. I knew that like he was sorry and I was good and like, that's all I needed from him.
The thing about family is, right, you have a lifelong relationship with them. So there's been all these emotional baggage or like notion that formed throughout your entire life. So it's not anything related to what happened in that particular instance. But I think it kind of reminds you of like maybe a certain perception of your brother. Like, here he goes again, you know? So it's actually something else. But in that situation, you're just like, ugh.
It's honestly, now that I reflect on it more, and now that you said that, I probably... could have asked. It was an opportunity to ask
like,
him.
Yeah, like when things calm down, it's like,
and I didn't take it. Yeah,
Victor, like, what about what I said like triggered you? Because it's not what I said. Like,
you were already annoyed with me.
It's the perceived intention of your motive behind the words. Because and you know from acting, right? It's not what you say; it's how you say it. Because when you do acting exercises, they give you the most mundane line to say, but if it's with your intention behind it, it's what you didn't say.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's like, why were you offended by what I said?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he might not tell you.
I know.
That's the thing. But he might not actually tell you.
But I think that's also something that I can ask more questions. Sure. Cause like they're so.
Yeah.
Who you apologize to, right? This is like, how do you apologize to different people, right? Because it's like, some people give you nothing. Yeah. So if they give you nothing, you have to pull everything,
right? Because from the outside in, when your dad comments on where you stay, like if I'm in your shoes, I'm like, Dad, honestly, when you do that, it irritates me. Can I just understand why you're doing that? So I don't want to be irritated.
I wish I was.
That's a very calm approach.
That's how I would like to do it.
Yeah.
Because, and I know it's going to be difficult because for whatever reason, I mean, me and my dad have a very good relationship, but every line is like that. Every line is annoying. I'm like, why?
Because the thing is like, I find it tiring to, not that I'm saying you should be tired of living like that. I find it tiring to have negative. Okay, remember again the relationship ratio,
yes,
right?
The golden
for
ratio.
Me it's like that we had the podcast, like in a truly positive relationship, I genuinely enjoy every second with my family member. So if there was unresolved issues, I have to get to the bottom of it and hopefully early on, right? Because like somebody that I'm truly like my mom and I never had issues, you know, mm-hmm. my dad and I are very close, but like, let's say a cousin that I really enjoy, it's always positive interaction.
Yeah.
But then if there was a negative, I'd be like, I would want to like talk it out and find out at that moment.
Totally.
What's bothering them.
Totally. I think that that is, I approach most of like all of my peer relationships like that.
Yeah.
I think in certain generations with certain types of people, they're not interested in doing that.
That's right. And they might, and he might not tell you.
He might. I think we've gotten to a place where like, I actually do think like the golden ratio, like I can tell like that, like it's a lot more, cause like we've like been through their trenches. Like he like really appreciates, like there's a lot of like positive to surround the negative. So it is fine. And that's why it's become all so easier, I think, to apologize, to be like, I want to smooth this over, cause I want to make sure that like we don't get into like these negative spirals, but the other person needs to be willing to like get meet into you. It. Meet yeah, you. If, yeah, yeah. if you're like, oh, like, why do you do that? He's like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, okay, well,
we're not getting anywhere.
So like, you know, and so I like a lot of the times I feel like if you kind of make it a thing, they're already like, I don't want to know. I'm like, okay, it's gonna be
give you an insight. Like when you and I fight, which is rarely, it's like we're both digging. Like she has to get to the bottom of it, why I'm snippety at that, because I'm normally not and so it's always like an exercise of like, okay, what I'm like, have to really dig deep and figure out why I was like that, because we can't go to bed mad at each other, right? And we can't have passive aggressiveness at all. So it's like, so I've taken that and I'm like, actually, okay. So if somebody's, because most of the time, like, I just don't care. Like if somebody, like, I like all my relationships, but I don't have to live with them. So it's like, true. You know what? If it offends you, I'll apologize. I will sincerely do it. I will try to find out. I'm not going to like lose sleep over it.
Right? Yeah.
But anyways, especially too, like with my family, like I don't see you all the time. I just be like, okay. You're you.
Sorry.
Because I know like it's hard for people to change. And if I don't have to live with you, I don't care. Like, as long as that interaction's pleasant. And I'll apologize. If you want to hear, I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to, like, bring the thing. I forgot. I'm so sorry. I will remember next time.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways.
Have we covered it all? Apologies?
Is it too late to apologize?
I don't. Oh, that's a good one. I don't think it's too late to apologize.
Are we going to close it with that?
Do you think
like,
it's
do you
too
want to apologize to your sister?
To my sister? Yes, probably.
Is there a statute of limitations on apologies?
Do you think
it's ever. I because agree. That person might really value that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, it could be years. And you're like, hey, I'm really sorry that time. And they might have forgot. But you're like, listen, it's important for me to tell you that I'm sorry. I think that could go a long way.
So long. Yeah. Because it's like, it's just the act of taking accountability to recognize something that happened and to reflect on it. Man.
And by the way, that person will always be like, oh, I forgot about that. That's a lie. You did not forget about that. No way. You definitely was like, about time they apologize for that. Like, come on, guys. Come on.
Like, yeah, you were being a jerk at the time.
You turn around and be like, man, you know, like, you won't believe what you tell your girlfriend. Like, Kwan, you won't believe what happened. They finally apologized after 5 years. I'm telling you, we all have long memories. We don't have short memories, guys.
Do you agree, Mia?
When it comes to certain things. Is it too late? I'm sure it's not.
Oh, but.
But it does get hard to, because I can't just like randomly say.
Oh,
it's
so
hard
you're saying.
For you.
Yes.
To, yeah.
Okay, so because we're talking about, is it ever too late to receive an apology?
Oh, to receive
and
or
never
to say.
Both. But then to say one, I don't think. Because I feel like people are like, oh, it's awkward. It's been so long. It's awkward for you because you
told
it earlier.
So, yeah, totally. Again, like, I totally agree.
Because like when I, again, very Scorpio me, if I decide to cut you out, I don't need an apology from you, because even if you apologize, it won't change things. So there are numerous times throughout my life where my coworkers, should have apologized to me, or my bosses or whatever. They never did. They will never will, because we don't work together anymore. but they, I don't care. I've already moved on. But I'm like, yeah, like even if it took them 20 years, that's a, that, and they realize they that's a good part on them.
Right.
It could help them grow and not make the same mistake with other people. At least I hope they don't make the same mistake with somebody else, you know?
Until you screw up again the next time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we hope you enjoy this episode and our musical intro and all things to do with apologies. See you on the next one. Bye.
Bye, guys.